Welcome to The Long and Short of the Week Ahead, a production of Eurizon SLJ Capital that takes a look at the macroeconomic themes of the week ahead and has been recorded for professional investors. My name is Matt Jones, Head of Distribution for Eurizon SLJ Capital, and I'm joined today by Neil Staines, Senior Portfolio Manager. Welcome back, Neil. It's great to have you here with us again.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's great to be here.
So it's been a relatively quiet week from a data perspective, but a very noisy week in geopolitics. How are we thinking about markets from this perspective?
Yeah, that's a great question, Matt. We've certainly seen heightened geopolitical risk this week. But on top of that, we've also seen volatility from earnings season. And as we reference in this week's blog, we've certainly seen a continuation or an extrapolation of the focus on growth. Now, we talk about this relationship between inflation, between interest rates and growth, and how the market has recently extrapolated the likelihood of higher growth, higher inflation, and higher interest rates at the same time, and how we disagree with that. Now, for the first time this week, markets have shown signs of questioning that underlying growth, some realization or a movement towards a realization that monetary policy perhaps is too tight. Growth is more fragile than we had anticipated. Indeed, in this week's Beige Book, the Fed referenced firms' ability to be able to pass on costs as having weakened significantly. So overall, increased baseline volatility across the board and a heightened sensitivity to well-owned position, especially those in the kind of carry risk and short duration spaces.
Also in the headlines this week, the IMF upgraded global growth forecasts in their World Economic Outlook. What are we looking for next week that might corroborate or otherwise this more positive global outlook?
Yeah, again, great question, Matt. From a global perspective, we tend to mean outside of the US, and that is dominated by Europe and China, although in this instance, we will group that as Europe and Asia. On Tuesday, we get global PMIs for April. There will be specific focus towards Germany and Europe and how the inference of any recovery in that global growth path, but specifically for Germany, will impact the rate cut path from the ECB. So that'll be very closely watched. In Asia, it's more of a focus on the relative monetary policy trajectory and how growth plays through in terms of Asia's ability to be able to cut rates in the face of a Fed that seems more delayed at this current stage. On Wednesday, we get German IFO, similar interpretation there. And on Friday, the data will switch towards the consumer with the consumer confidence data out of the UK and France. And let's not forget, we get the Bank of Japan on Friday. The Bank of Japan is very interesting, particularly given the commentary that we received from Kanda at the G7 this week, suggesting that a weak yen is hurting the economy, and also caveating that with agreement from G7, perhaps a likely precursor for MOF intervention in the yen. We'll be watching that very closely next week.
So that leaves the US, clearly the centre of market focus from many perspectives. What are the key focal points for the US next week?
Yeah, certainly the US dominates the global macro debate, growth and inflation in particular, and how that leads through into monetary policy and how that monetary policy dictates the relative tightness in other countries. Now, we touch on this further in this week's blog, but it's some important data in the US next week as we move into the Fed blackout period. We get US Q1 GDP on Thursday, and that's going to be very important. We generally know that the US has outperformed from a growth perspective in Q1, so mildly retrospective, but it'll certainly be interesting to see the breakdown. And the big data of the week is likely the US PCE being the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. It's been much better behaved than the CPI, but there has been some debate around expectations going into this March reading. Is it 2.8 or 2.7? Markets were erring for 2.7 before Powell and Jefferson from the Fed both hinted that perhaps 2.8 was the likely outcome. So expectations have been shifted modestly higher, but it'll still be closely watched given the sensitivity of inflation to the current macroeconomic debate. And then finally, in the equity space, we get some big earnings releases next week. Tesla on Tuesday, Meta and IBM on Wednesday, Microsoft, Alphabet, Intel and Snap, among many others, that are going to be released next week, should keep that higher level of baseline volatility.
Absolutely. A lot of expectations around earnings next week. But in the meantime, what are your expectations for the weekend?
Fantastic. Yes, plenty of sport this weekend, Matthew. Some Premiership action with a bottom of the table clash, Sheffield United versus Burnley. West Ham, Arsenal and Liverpool all in action after their exit from Europe during the week, very disappointingly. And also FA Cup semi-final weekend with Manchester City versus Chelsea and Coventry versus Manchester United. Formula One action comes from Shanghai with the Chinese Grand Prix. It looks like another season where the race for second place dominates the debate. And at a slightly slower pace this weekend also gets to see the start of the World Snooker Championships. Ronnie O'Sullivan bidding for a record 8th title. But for me, the event of the weekend is likely to be the London Marathon. I'll be out cheering on the athletes, the fun runners and the charity runners, not least because it runs by my front door and I have little choice in the matter.
Fantastic. I'm sure you'll do a great job cheering them on. Thank you for joining us and for outlining your thoughts on the week ahead. I look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us for the long and short of the week ahead. Further insights are available on our website, horizonsljcapital.com. We look forward to you joining us again next week for more insights into macroeconomic events and the long and short of the week ahead. Information, data and views were accurate as at the time of recording. The views expressed by presenters are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Horizon SLJ Capital, Horizon Capital or the Intesa San Paolo Group. The information and opinions contained in this recording are for information purposes only and do not purport to be full or complete. The recording is directed at professional investors only and is not intended for and should not be relied upon by other investors. The information in this recording does not constitute an offer to buy, sell, or the solicitation of any offer to buy or sell securities or any derivatives.